All right.
Welcome to the Michelle Masters Show. I'm your host, Michelle Masters. Today's episode is part three of our Mentors Meeting series, which is inspired by my book, Mentors, Collective Lessons for Success. During our mini-series, we will hear stories from a variety of professionals and learn new ways to become more successful. I'm so excited to introduce our special guest, Joanna Cabildo. Joanna Rose Cabildo is a self-managed model with a passion for technology and coordinator of female empowerment publication, She Wants to Move, which features 186 ambitious females around the world. She has appeared on several campaigns ranging from billboards to blockchain and is currently working on solutions for sustainable sharing. Today, she'll be sharing some of her story, thoughts on mentorship, and tips to become more successful. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to Michelle Masters Show. Thank you for making the time to join us today. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for having me. COVID is just taking over our world, but this is absolutely amazing what you're doing here. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
And I'm excited to have you. So listen, I just want to jump right in and get started. I'm interested to hear, how did you get started in modeling?
So growing up, modeling seemed like an unrealistic dream. I'm a fairly tall Filipino. I had a lot of people tell me, you should be a model, you should be a model. But for as long as I can remember, I had this huge barrier. I suffered from eczema, and not only did it scar me externally, but it also scarred me emotionally. So I remember growing up training myself when I was younger to actually wear long sleeves and jeans in the summer because I was just so ashamed of my body. And when I finally was in high school, I had an incident where eczema spread from my body to my face, and it made me very vulnerable. And I made the mistake of actually engaging with a social media platform called Formspring, and people can ask you these anonymous questions. I had bullying from peers on the platform to in person, and I had a ton of people coming out to me asking me, did you get burnt? Did you get left in the fire? Did your parents abuse you? And that really damaged my self-esteem. I remember going to bed crying practically every night, but thanks to the final healing of my skin, I finally mustered up the courage, and I spun around the whole barrier and used it as my superpower. And every single time I'm now in front of a camera, I always remember that moment where I thought I wasn't good enough, and I completely spin it around, because if I were to ever have a kid, I want to be able to tell them that I got through it. I was able to overcome everything that I was going through and build on it.
Wow, that's a great story. That's really inspirational. My goodness. So I'm sorry to hear that you experienced that, but it sounds like you are strong and you overcame that and turned it around. So that's wonderful.
I appreciate that.
Did you happen to have anyone to help you during that time and sort of give you any guidance or like a mentor when you were starting out in modeling?
In all honesty, I never had one specific mentor. I definitely utilized the internet as much as I could. I turned to friends in the industry as an absolute last resort. At the end of the day, it's a very cutthroat industry. And I believe that the biggest skill you can have is control over your own mind. You know, a lot of people will dismiss you or tell you things that you might not want to hear. But at the end of the day, you really need to believe in yourself and push yourself as much as you can to achieve your goals.
That's great. That's great. I agree. So listen, what is it that you love about your career as a model? I'm sure you get to travel a lot. That must be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, I love a ton. I think that the networking aspect is absolutely amazing. I feel like there's so many people that you meet in the industry that sort of mentor you in a way that you wouldn't expect, because you end up looking at them, reevaluating yourself, your decisions,
right,
your skills, etc. And every single time you go onto a set, you know, seeing all these talented people around you, it really helps to push yourself and gives you that mentality that you want to be better than the last person you were when you walked onto the set. And it's just amazing to express yourself and contribute to beautiful projects. Like, the flexibility even is amazing. Obviously, shoots last for how long, but at the same time, I feel like you can challenge yourself mentally the second you get home. You have the flexibility to challenge yourself in other industries the second you leave that set. And I honestly just love the fact, again, networking with everyone from executives and different brands, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great time. I would love to come on the shoot with you one day.
Absolutely. I would love to have you.
So listen, now I want to talk about your book, okay? She Wants to Move. First of all, thank you so much for reaching out and inviting me to be featured along with the other 186 talented women. I'm really so proud and honored to be part of this collective. I want to know, what inspired you to start this ambitious project? What was your vision?
So, in all honesty, this was a bit of a last minute project. So last year, I was taken on this crazy, wild roller coaster ride. I had so many blessings, like negotiating myself onto my first billboard campaigns, hopping on planes around the world countless times. But I also had the misfortune of losing a handful of loved ones. And specifically, I had two friends that were, again, they were under 30, super ambitious. One was a lawyer, one had her own promotions company. And just to see them unfortunately pass away, it really made me reevaluate what I was doing and how you shouldn't take everything for granted. If you have the opportunity to go out, network with people, experience other people, or experience anything in general, you should go for it. So at the end of the day, I also wanted to have a creative outlet that would basically swallow up my full attention. So I put myself out there. I created the perfect opportunity to network with talented females around the world and basically shine their efforts and stories.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So how did you decide which females you wanted to feature? I see that there's a great diverse representation of amazing women, but you have supermodels, you have doctors. It's a great range.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As an Aquarius born in Toronto, I'd like to think that I have an eclectic personality, you know, especially when it comes to music, to industries I personally dabble in, and of course, people. I'm that one friend in the group that basically has no consistency when it comes to people. I feel like everyone has something to offer, and if you give them the chance, you can personally learn from each individual. So I've actually worn a lot of hats in my past and was often called a bit of a Jill of all trades, and it allowed me to learn and create a network from all sorts of businesses. When I was making the transition to even go to college, I remember looking at my mom, and she was just so cutthroat, saying, "You need to go straight into school, and I just need you to follow this method so I know that you have this security." And I freaked out a little. So I ended up using my talent of networking, and I went out and I found brand ambassador jobs from all types of industries, everything from plumbing to car automotive industry to dentistry. And worked as a brand ambassador for even hospitality and networked with so many different people. And again, I just fell in love with this huge cluster of diverse individuals. So when I was making this book, I guess I decided to represent people that are making their mark on all things business, fashion, medical, music, entertainment, tech, sports, lifestyle, art, beauty, wellness, etc. And it was just really important for me to showcase communities like femme and STEM. I'm a closet tech nerd, you know, women that have recovered from substance abuse or domestic violence. Unfortunately, I had friends that ended up committing suicide because of substance abuse or domestic violence. Women that have been bullied, women with skin conditions, women with sustainable initiatives, or even young, ambitious women that are starting out their own businesses in high school. I mean, growing up, I wasn't exposed to many female entrepreneurs or even females in so many industries. So I felt like it was just extremely important to be able to create a platform that shows young females that they have the option to be anything they want. I mean, if I wasn't boxed off into a corner, I probably would have learned how to code sooner instead of playing with Barbies. And maybe I could have developed an app and became a billionaire by now. But, you know,
well, there's still time. There's still time.
But yeah, in the book, like, some of the women didn't even have the support of their own parents when it came to chasing their dreams. Some people, unfortunately, got kicked out. And I just wanted a platform that would let other women know that no matter what they do, no matter what they experience, they're not alone.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. Really, you know, and I have to tell you, the cover is just beautiful.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful book, and I just love it. It's a great read.
I appreciate
it. It's so inspirational.
Oh, and
I love it. I love it. It's fantastic. Your efforts are, it came together so nicely, and I really encourage everyone to go get a copy. It's amazing. And speaking of that, where can we get a copy? Where can we buy She Wants to Move?
Yeah, so it's actually available on Amazon UK, Amazon North America, Amazon Australia. Feedback has honestly been amazing. So nothing's more rewarding than mothers or even children of some of our contributors reaching out to say thank you for giving my loved one an opportunity. Subliminally, actually, on the cover, I hid some of my friends that ended up passing away last year. I just wanted to make sure that that tribute was for them, and that way they're always with me.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
So before we go, I do want to just touch on something that I mentioned in your bio. Yeah. It says that you are currently working on solutions for sustainable sharing. Can you expand a little bit on that before we go?
Yes, absolutely. So again, telling you a little bit about my trade show, brand ambassadoring experience. I was stuck in an industry where I would see nonstop business cards. Any sort of networking event really intrigues me. And before, I actually used to see it as a little bit of a competition with myself to see how many business cards can I actually collect by the end of this trade show.
Right.
And sometimes I would end up with stacks of 300, 500, etc. And it literally made me realize that there is so much manual data entry that goes along with collecting these cards. On top of that, let's say I lost one card, that's someone else's private information that is just shared out into the world. You know, anyone can pick it up. And unfortunately, if it lands in the wrong hands, there could be fraud attempts, etc. So as a model as well, I ended up creating this portfolio, and I ended up doing a little bit of a beta using QR methods, and I was able to use native apps within the iPhone camera to basically transfer over data that I personally wanted to share with people I met. I ended up showing this sort of beta to people in all types of industries. Thankfully, again, my network came in handy, so I got to do a little test with a ton of different people from different communities. And I spoke to people, everyone in the music industry, to the real estate industry, to even tech startups, to headhunters. And at the end of the day, they were all astonished because no one wants to sit there and manually enter someone's information. And at the time of COVID, as soon as this is over, it now is going to be a huge risk to even share a business card or transmit any sort of bacteria. And I feel like contactless delivery was a huge plus because at the end of the day, it's also eco-friendly.
Right, good point.
I saw the stat that really blew me away, that over 24 million business cards get printed on the daily, not even and imagine how much trees that get cut down, and obviously how much fuel is little. My dad used to take me with the CAW workers, the Canadian auto workers. We used to plant trees over in Enniskillen, and to know the process of how long it takes just to plant the trees, just to watch them grow, it takes years. And if we're cutting rate that, you know, we can't personally sustain, it's setting us up for failure. COVID was a blessing in disguise for the environment. Thankfully, in places like India, China, really saturated areas, they were able to sort of correct the amount of pollution in the skies. However, you know, this is only going to last for how long? And if each and every one of us sort of do something to do our part and contribute to this cause, I feel like we could definitely make a difference.
I 100% I'm on board. I totally agree with you. 100%. So listen, this has been great, Joetta. I'm so excited that we were able to get together. This was so informative and inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your valuable insights. I'd love to visit with you again soon.
Absolutely, Michelle, anytime. Thank you so much for having me. This was an absolute pleasure.
Great. So listen, thank you to our listeners as well for joining us. And please stay tuned for more episodes on our Mentors miniseries. In the meantime, pick up my book, Mentors, Collective Lessons for Success. And of course, pick up Joanna's book as well, She Wants to Move. For more information, please visit us at michellenasser.com. Thanks again to our special guest, Joanna Rose Cabildo, wishing you all great success.